Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon series for this Advent focuses on the question, what child is this? Of course, we all know that we're speaking of Jesus, right? The Sunday school answer, Jesus, that's who the child is. Well, that's great. But what do you know about Jesus? Well, he's the Christ. How do you know he's the Christ? How do you know he's the Savior of the world? Why do we put our faith and our trust in this person that we know as Jesus? And of course, the answer is faith. I mean, someone preached to us long ago, and we heard and we believed. It is belief, though, without tangible proof. And to say anything different would be to lie to yourself. We can't say for certain. We can only say it by faith. And certainly faith gives us a certainty of what God has said that is actually true. But this is really kind of the opposite of how we approach almost everything else in our entire lives. You know how it goes. You're having a conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden, you know, as their story goes on, it seems to get more and more far-fetched. Like, it seems like they're just flourishing a little bit too much, maybe, and all of a sudden you start to wonder, like, this is a really big fishtail, isn't it? This really isn't a reliable story at all. And pretty soon you dismiss that person entirely as someone who's unreliable. That's how it works. When someone tells us an earthly story, that's exactly how we perceive it. But that's not the way that we perceive Scripture. Because honestly, the story of Christ is unbelievable. Mary certainly can't believe it, and she's hearing it from an angel. And so notice here how quickly Mary starts to wonder about what she's hearing. Right? As our text goes, for the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God, and he came to Mary and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this was. All the angel has said to this point is, "Greetings, Mary, the Lord is with you." And already we haven't even gotten to like the parts about, you know, you're going to be a mom. I know you're a virgin, but you're going to have a baby anyway. Like, the angel hasn't told her any of those things yet, and she's already troubled. She's already questioning whether or not this angel is going to be a reliable source. Surely she wants to know what's going on, right? And so, as the story goes, Gabriel continues to speak. "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." What child is this? Well, Gabriel says this is going to be the most unexpected child a parent has ever had. It's an unplanned child. A child born of a virgin. That's unbelievable, right? No way that's true. That's not the way the world works. It takes a mom and a dad, and that's how you get a baby. And yet, here we are. The angel preaches a story about the virgin bearing a son and calling him Jesus. Of course, Mary doesn't believe it at first either. However, the virgin birth is of the utmost importance. You see, if Jesus has an earthly father, it means he is beset with sin, just like we all are. His conception has to be miraculous. The other half of his parentage has to be God. He has to have his heavenly father as his actual biological father, because that's what makes him fully God. What's even more unbelievable is that then God would contain himself inside the sinful womb of a woman. That's unbelievable. But yet here we are. What child is this, right? Gabriel continues to tell us, right, that he's going to be called Jesus. Now, I don't know how many of you know this. Jesus, its name isn't just, you know, out there. It's actually derived from the Hebrew name Joshua, which means Yahweh or God, saves. Who does he save? Does he save himself? No. He saves you. That's why he comes. That's why he is Jesus, to save the world from their sins, and that means you. Of course, in order to accomplish this, God has to do something else that is quite unbelievable. He takes on human flesh and blood. He lives a perfect life. Nobody lives a perfect life. That's unbelievable. But yet here we are with Jesus doing it. He dies an innocent death, and then he sheds his blood to save you from your sins. By Gabriel's sermon, we know exactly who this child is. And yet, in our unbelief, we can measure how really, truly unbelievable it is. Do we always place our salvation in Christ alone? Do we always look to him for the greatest good that we can experience? Honestly, it seems like so often we can measure and we can test medical advances. And so, at times, we look to the field of medicine for our salvation, thinking that somehow maybe longevity of life, that's where real blessings are found. We can measure and we can test how many possessions we have. And we know that earthly abundance is a great blessing, right? But for some reason, we turn that money and those possessions into the greatest of blessings that we can possibly have. We can feel and experience our relationships with each other, and those too are good things. But all too often, we look to our family or our friends as our gods, thinking that if only we can perfect our relationships or invest in them enough, finally we will feel blessed. Where are you looking for your blessing? Is it in the things temporal, the things that you can see? Or is it found in an unbelievable story? See, it's so easy to cling to the things that are physical and tangible and things that we can test and prove. But that's not what faith is. Faith is believing the word of God simply because God speaks it. And that means your faith must believe in the unbelievable story of Jesus. What child is this, Jesus? Honestly, is the story of what Jesus did on this earth, as it continues to unfold, it only gets more and more unbelievable. Right? Born of the Virgin, and then for whatever reason, three rich guys travel from far away to give him extravagant gifts. He's able to escape the slaughter of the holy innocents because his foster father had a dream. In his adulthood, he turns water into wine. He heals the lame. He heals the blind. He heals the deaf. He heals the mute. And then after all of this, he dies. But he doesn't stay dead. He comes back to life on the third day. Who else in the world fits this description? Who else even comes close to what Jesus has done? No one. And yet, it's all true. I'm certain you know this by faith. You believe this by faith, and in fact, you are certain of this by faith. And you should be. Because not only are the scriptures written down by the power of the Holy Spirit, but look who is speaking to Mary in this text. It's not a friend, it's not her future husband, it's not even her cousin Elizabeth. It's an angel who has been sent directly from God. A speaker who speaks directly from the source of all truth. Do you believe the unbelievable? Do you believe what Gabriel preached to Mary? Then with Mary, you and I, we can confess the same. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. That is the Christian confession of faith. That is the confession of what we believe about Scripture. It is a confession of what we believe about Jesus. And it's how we believe the answer to the question, what child is this? Well, the only way we can believe who Jesus truly is if we believe in him according to God's word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.